"It must almost be morning," Violet said, as she helped Sunny hoist herself out of the elevator doors. "We'd better untie our rope from the doorknob and shut these doors, otherwise the squalors will see what we've been up to." "Why shouldn't they see?" Klaus asked. "Maybe then they'd believe us about Gunther." "No one ever believes us about Gunther, or any of Olaf's other disguises, unless we have some evidence," said Violet. "All we have now is an ersatz elevator, an empty cage, and 3 cooling fire tongs. That's not evidence of anything." "I suppose you're right," Klaus said. "Well, why don't you two untie the rope, and I'll go straight to the library and start reading the catalogue."
"Good plan," Violet said.
"Riohop," Sunny said, which meant, "and good luck." Klaus quietly opened the door of the penthouse and let himself in, and the Baudelaire sisters began pulling the rope back up the shaft. The end of the last extension cord clinked and clinked against the walls of the passageway as Sunny wound up the ersatz rope, until it was a coil of extension cords, curtain pulls, and fancy neckties. Violet untied the last double knot to detach it from the doorknob and turned to her sister. "Let's store this under my bed," she said, "in case we need it later. It's on the way to the library anyway."
"Yarrel,"
Sunny added, which meant, "and let's shut the sliding elevator doors so the squalors don't see that we've been sneaking around an elevator shaft."
"Good thinking,"
Violet said, and pressed the up button. The doors slid shut again, and after taking a good look around, to make sure they hadn't left anything behind, the two Baudelaires walked into the penthouse and followed their breadcrumb trail past a breakfast room, down a hallway, across a standing room, down a hallway, and finally to Violet's room, where they stored the ersatz rope under the bed. They were about to head right to the library when Sunny noticed a note that had been left on Violet's extra fluffy pillow. "Dear Violet," read Violet, "I couldn't find you or your siblings this morning to say goodbye. I had to leave early to buy yellow paper clips before heading over to the inn auction. Esme will take you to Veblen Hall at 10:30 sharp, so be sure to be ready or she'll be very annoyed. See you then. Sincerely yours, Jerome Squalor."
"Yikes,"
Sunny said, pointing to the nearest of the 612 clocks that the squalors owned. "Yikes is right," Violet said. "It's already 10 o'clock. All that climbing up and down the elevator shaft took much longer than I thought."
"Wretch,"
Sunny added, which meant something like, "not to mention making those welding torches." "We'd better go to the library right away," Violet said. "Maybe we can help Klaus speed up the research process in some way." Sunny nodded in agreement, and the two sisters walked down the hallway to the squalor library. Since Jerome had first shown it to them, Violet and Sunny had scarcely been inside, and it looked like nobody else had used it much either. A good library will never be too neat or too dusty, because someone will always be in it, taking books off the shelves and staying up late reading them. Even libraries that were not to the Baudelaires' taste, Aunt Josephine's library, for instance, only contained books on grammar, were comfortable places to be in, because the owners of the library used them so much. But the squalor library was as neat and as dusty as could be. All of the dull books on what was in and what was out sat on the shelves in tidy rows, with layers of dust on top of them, as if they hadn't been disturbed since they had first been placed there. It made the Baudelaire sisters a little sad to see all those books sitting in the library, unread and unnoticed, like stray dogs or lost children that nobody wanted to take home. The only sign of life in the library was their brother, who was reading the catalogue so closely that he didn't look up until his sisters were standing at his side.